The British Prime Minister has announced a cabinet reshuffle after last week's snap elections left her leading a minority government. Theresa May says she has appointed ministers from across the Conservative Party, adding that the new appointments would help the government deliver successful Brexit talks. Six states in the group of seven advanced economies vow to continue their efforts to curb climate change as the U.S. withdrew from the 2015 Paris Accord. Italian Environment Minister Gianluca Galletti says Italy and the other countries regard the Paris Agreement as irreversible and non-negotiable. Final results from France's first round of legislative elections show President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party is poised to win big parliament majority. Republic on the Move party won over 32% of votes. The conservative Republicans garnered over 21%, followed by the far-right National Front with over 13%. Turkish-backed militants have engaged in deadly clashes in the Syrian town of Al-Bab. It is not clear what sparked the clashes, which claimed the lives of several people and injured scores of others. Al-Bab was liberated from the Daesh terror group back in February. Israel's Minister of Military Affairs says Tel Aviv has so far this year advanced the highest number of its settlement projects since 1992. Avigdor Lieberman says plans are afoot for constructing more than 8,300 settler units in the occupied West Bank, including more than 3,000 slated for immediate construction. Egyptian Parliament has begun reviewing a disputed 2016 agreement that allows the transfer of two strategic Egyptian islands to Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, the government issued a report saying Egypt will keep administrative control over the two Red Sea islands even after handing them over to Saudi Arabia. People in Morocco have taken to the streets of the capital Rabat to express solidarity with ongoing anti-government rallies in the country's northern reef region. Demonstrators called on the government to fight what they called rampant corruption and abuse of power. A U.S. airstrike has killed at least eight people in Somalia's southern Juba region. The Pentagon says the raid targeted the Al-Shabaab terror group. The U.S. has been carrying out air raids in several Muslim countries, including Somalia and Yemen. Many civilians have fallen victim to such attacks.